99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand. When you need it, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, when we're talking about group therapy, Kelly, describe what we're saying.
This is just a situation that maybe you need some advice on, mm-hmm. and you can't necessarily talk to anyone, your family or friends. You want some unbiased opinions, so you come to us.
Yeah, we'll toss it out to our listeners and see if we can help steer you and guide you and give you an answer. Got this message from a listener, says, hey guys, I need to know if this is a red flag because I'm still fuming over this.
Uh-oh.
My boyfriend ran into a guy he went to college with at Kentucky at some law function recently. He told me the guy is getting married this weekend at this huge mansion in Lexington, told me he got an invite and said there might even be a few big wigs there. I said that was cool. Asked him what time it was and was it outside. My boyfriend then told me awkwardly that it was during the day, but he only got the one invite because the guest list is tight. Now, he can't understand why I'm mad.
Oh, boy.
We have been together for 3 months. Isn't that enough time where you should expect to get an invite and go to a wedding as a couple? I think if we're really together, he should take me. I'm in my head about this, and my best friend says it just shows how he feels about me. Do you think it's time to walk away?
Oh, wow. Okay. So 3 months is still a relatively new relationship, but maybe it's a small wedding and this guy, her boyfriend, got a last minute invite. So just singular.
Okay. So as a female, Kelly, you are the girlfriend in this scenario. Are you like, I mean, I think I know your answer, but are you like, man, no big deal? Or are you like a little bit mad that you didn't get an invite?
I might be a little hurt, but I'm not going to make like a big deal about it. Cause again, I hate confrontation.
You're not going to message the Ben and Kelly show and ask us how to go.
Okay. Probably not. Okay. Nope. Right. I'm just going to. And now see, Tanya said 3 months. No. And he isn't going to a wedding. He's going to a business event. He isn't going to share the happiness of the couple. He's going to spread his name. So help him pick out a suit and a gift and then wish him luck. When he puts a ring on your finger, then you'll get invited to events.
Okay. Oh, okay. So
I would say you don't think you need to be engaged to go to events together, but I agree with a lot of what she said.
Okay. So Tanya's saying, hey, look, this sounds like he's looking at it like a smart business move.
Yeah, probably. Not necessarily like, hey.
Like a networking event.
Right. This is not a bestie or somebody that he has a personal relationship with, that kind of a thing.
Now, I'm going to toss this out, and then I want to hear from more of you, 502-571-9970. I will say that at my wedding, one of my friends who I had invited was like, why didn't you tell me there were going to be such attractive people? I wouldn't have brought my date. So I'm just going to toss that out there that maybe he's seeing it more of a, I'm new into this relationship.
You're jumping.
Maybe he's not fully committed and he's still keeping an eye. And he's like, you know what? Weddings are a great opportunity to find and meet fun people.
But wait, was your friend dating his girlfriend or was it just going to be a date? Like he was just going to bring a plus one?
I mean,
that makes a difference. I
mean,
like.
they were casually seeing each other. So, I mean, I think they were, I don't know. It's been a long time. So anyways, 502-571-9970, group therapy. Weddings are so fun, are they not?
They're super fun, yeah.
So our listener, her boyfriend of 3 months, only got one invite to a posh wedding this weekend. She's fuming that she didn't get the nod. She's got a girlfriend in her ear going, well, that just shows you how he feels about you.
And which so, I don't think is helping.
Right, exactly. That's just like stoking the fire right there.
I think, yeah, it's kind of creating some crazy. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are saying, yeah, there's a red flag in this scenario, but it's you.
Ooh.
Yeah. So here's the thing. He mentioned there's going to be a lot of big wigs. It's happening at a mansion.
Yeah.
I think he's kind of approaching this as like a networking situation.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, it's only 3 months. Many, 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 many people on Facebook are pointing out that 3 months doesn't get you an automatic wedding invite. Like you're not there yet.
Mm.
We got a couple of text messages. Tanya's like, let me talk to the boyfriend. Run.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Okay. Lakeisha's like, oh, honey, girl, no. Don't be overdramatic. 3 months isn't long enough to be getting your panties in a wad over. And fire your friend. She's not helping you calm down.
Okay. Valid. Hey, Morgan.
Think about the bride. Okay. I'm a newlywed. I got married back in April.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And honestly, while I was making invitations and, you know, talking to my husband, he had friends that had beginning, you know, relationships. And 3 months is not honestly something that I would consider
serious
to come to my wedding, especially if it's on a tighter budget, a smaller ceremony, especially with COVID. You know, people might want to keep it smaller.
Yeah.
So I don't think she should take it personal, but so much like put herself in like the bride's perspective. Like the bride is not thinking about someone who's been in a relationship for 3 months.
Right. And she's like, listen, it's expensive enough. I don't want to spend X number of dollars to bring someone who may not even be, you know, serious with this guy.
Exactly. So she should just go out with her friends, get her nails done, and let her dude go do some networking.
All good. Morgan, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, Bree, what's your thought?
So, okay, my brother went through the same situation, similar, kind of, not really, but yes. 3 months in, it was Christmas time, and he asked me, should I buy this chick a present? And I'm like, well, you've been dating her for 3 months, so yeah, it's Christmas. But I got married 3 months after that, and he didn't bring her to the wedding, and he was in the wedding.
Oh.
So I think for her friend to say, oh, it just shows how he feels. My brother and her have been together for 10 years now.
Oh.
And it didn't have anything about how he felt about her. It was just certain situations. And 3 months in is a very new relationship. I don't think that she should think that he doesn't feel that way about her. Like her friend is saying, oh, you know now how he feels. It's a business, like that other woman had said. And you don't get to tell other people, hey, I need a plus one. You know, that's on them. And yeah. It was a last-minute invite. And his fiance is probably going, really, you added somebody else? Now we got to pay $50 for their plate, you know?
Yes.
So I understand both scenarios, but I don't think she should get upset about it.
I got you. All right, Bree, I appreciate it. Thank you. That's fair.
Have a good day.
Hey, you too. Hey, Bethany.
Hey. So I think that her relationship is doomed if she throws a fit about a relationship that's been going on for 3 months and not getting a wedding invite.
Ooh.
First of all, 3 months ago, that's 12 weeks. Most of his friends probably don't even know she's his girlfriend after 12 weeks. I think that she's being a little nutty about it when she goes as far as throwing a fit over that, and she'll be boyfriendless by the end of the week.
All right, Bethany, appreciate your candor, okay?
All right, have a good one.
All right, you too.
Valid. That's the key. This was a last-minute invitation.
Uh-huh. But Kim, you kind of are taking that stance and are sticking up for her, right?
Hey, I just wanted to say that I disagreed with everybody else.
All right, Kim, so what is your thought?
I just think if it's after 3 months, you don't want to take her to a wedding, she's wasting her time. And it's a wedding. If they had time to, they wanted to invite him last minute, then they obviously have room. Why can't he take her? And it's big wig, so it must be a lot of money there. Why can't they afford her? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
3 months, you don't want to take her to a wedding? We all know what goes on at weddings. We all know who's at weddings. So that girl's not wrong.
Right.
She knows what's going on.
Okay, Kim.
Okay. You know, she did bring up kind of a valid point in the fact that it's at a mansion. There's going to be big wigs. So maybe money isn't necessarily the answer as far as a lot of people mentioned.
Right.
Maybe
right.
They can't. They're trying to keep it tight.
Yeah. Weddings
can't
are expensive.
Afford to add in a bunch of new people.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. I don't think it's helping, though.
I don't think we're helping.
All right.
So what are we saying? We're saying let's not go off the deep end with this.
Yes. I feel like we calm down. We let him go. We don't get offended and think that this is a measure of how much he cares or doesn't care about you. We chill out. We let the relationship progress some more. Let it run its course. Let him have his fun. Do the networking. Have fun.
And as Angela tweeted us, girl, you need to simmer down. All right. Ben Davis, Kelly Kay, and every hour throughout the morning, we give you feel-good stories brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. All right, Kelly Kay, what do you got for us this morning?
We need to go to the aquarium for this one. This is really, really funny. Wendy Armstrong from Workington, UK.
All right.
Takes her daughters, Aurora and Daisy, to the aquarium. And so on one visit, she kind of noticed the stingray was taking a particular interest in then 6-month-old Daisy.
Okay.
And so then she kind of burst out laughing when she saw it photobombed a picture of her daughter and looks like it has the same exact expression on its face.
Oh, that is funny.
I mean, it's like they're twinning in like the best way. It's really funny.
That
she
is
said,
funny.
It's definitely up there as one of our favorite pictures we have of our kids. I had my phone out. When I saw they were both pulling the same miserable facial expression, I burst out laughing and took a picture.
That is great.
Since then, Daisy has lightened up a little bit.
All right.
I think so is the stingray.
All right, good.
We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show. It's pretty precious.
So our show, you know, we deal with relationships quite a bit here on the show, whether it's, you know, group therapy or whatever. But then, you know, I saw this article, what would you thank your ex for? So, you know, if...
Like, thank you, next, that whole song. Is that what we're doing? We're breaking down that song, right?
Yeah, maybe,
That's literally what she does in the entire song.
Yeah, so it's, exactly. Yeah, Ariana Grande. She's like, you know what? So-and-so taught me this. So-and-so taught me this. So-and-so taught me this. You know, thank you, next. And so it's like, you know, what would you thank your ex for if you were able to kind of look back on your relationship without clouded vision, you know?
Well, I would thank all of them for the quality time I spent in the center of my kitchen on my crying rug with my Arbor Mist and cookie dough.
See, you may not have ever developed a taste for Arbor Mist.
You're right. So thank you for developing my love for Arbor Mist and cookie dough.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, and if I'm thinking about, you know, exes, and it's been a long time since I've had an ex-girlfriend, but I think there were a couple things. One of them was not to be presumptuous, because, you know, there was, you know, several exes where, like, I'd be like, oh, all right, well, we're at this stage of our relationship, so we need to do this, you know, and not to just presume that that's what I think.
You need to talk about the stages you're at.
Right,
because
exactly.
You may not be on the same page.
Right.
Gretchen said, I learned not to trust blindly and how to use coupons well.
So you would thank your ex, say, hey, you know what? Thank you for allowing me the knowledge of couponing.
Yes, exactly. Like, I have learned how to save money. Thank you.
Yeah. I will also credit an ex and say, thank you for helping me develop my taste in Twizzlers.
Ah, okay. Really?
Yes.
Okay.
This was a candy that I never really even blinked twice at. I would never even gravitate towards. But she loved Twizzlers, and so I would I'd have them on occasion. I was like, you know what? They're not too bad. I kind of like them. And then later on, I meet my future wife who has a love of Twizzlers. I'm already there. And boom.
Oh, wow. She set the stage.
She set the stage.
That is amazing.
So thank you for helping me develop my love of Twizzlers.
Yeah, well, that's great. Julie said, wait, Kelly has a crying rug in her kitchen? Is that something all women need? No, I don't have one anymore. I had one. I've graduated from it.
Yeah, she has a rug in her kitchen, but it's not used for crying anymore.
Yes, no, yeah. No, I've moved on from that, but it did serve its purpose when I was going through dating life.
Right.
So, yeah.
Sure.
I would highly recommend it. Crying rugs, Arbor Mist, cookie dough, center of the kitchen.
Yeah, so here are a couple that this article suggested is, look, you can thank your ex for helping you learn what you don't want. You spend all this time thinking about, okay, you know, this is what I want, this is what I want. But then your ex helps you realize, oh, you know what? I don't want that.
Exactly.
I've learned
a lot of what I don't want. Yeah.
Barb checks in and says, you know what? I thank my ex for teaching me that the grass isn't always greener on the other side.
All right. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. See where you're getting places
that's
here.
That's a loaded sentence right there. I'm not really sure which way we're going with that, but I like that she tossed it out there.
See, I like this from Audra, because similar to how I need to thank my ex for helping me develop my love of Twizzlers, which then, once I met my future wife, she loved Twizzlers, and all of a sudden the bond was there. I'm not saying Twizzlers brought my wife and I together, but I'm just saying. Audra says, hey, I want to thank my ex for developing my love for sports cars and street racing that eventually led me to meeting my husband.
Oh, well, there you go. That was a little pebble on your broken road to happiness.
Right, exactly.
I love it.
Exactly. So, yeah, it's if you can look back at a relationship with clear vision and say, okay, so... maybe my ex wasn't the devil incarnate that I thought he or she was.
No, I still got one of those.
Oh, okay. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. And, you know, some of the inspiration from the show just comes from various places, various experiences that Kelly or I may have. And this latest, Kelly, happened when you were in car rider line, right?
Yeah. Well, I have some time to kill as I'm hanging out, waiting to pick up the kids at school. I carpool, and these were lit like I had tears streaming down my face. So if anybody looked over and said, oh, Kelly's not in a good way right now, I was actually LOLing at some of these. These are kind of like little, like kind of F my life, little nuggets, little life fails.
Okay. So it's people that have tweeted something or posted something on the internet and just kind of showing that, you know what? This happened to me today.
Little facepalm moments.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
So this first one, I'm locked out of my dog's Facebook account that I created in 2010, and they won't let me back in unless I send over a copy of his driver's license.
Oh, no.
I mean, there's a lot of people that have, like, yeah. accounts for their pets, right?
Right.
But you can't prove their identity. And listen, I've been there. I've been in Facebook jail before. You do have to prove your identity to get out.
You sure do.
That's a problem.
I like it.
Another one. I'm 49 and just found this in my mom's bookshelf. And it's a picture of a book on the shelf that says, is my child stupid?
Oh, my gosh. Is my child... You're right. Look at that. That book's just there. It's by Peter Lawrence. That is funny.
And this is great. This is great. So you hate it when you cannot get a text message to go through, right?
Isn't
right. the worst?
Yeah. Yeah. You get like the little red notification that it wasn't
again.
Delivered. Right. Sure.
So this is a text to mom. Okay. And they said, I'm coming ho. H-O-E.
Oh, no.
Misspelled home.
Right.
Obviously.
Sure.
So then three attempts to say home did not go through.
Uh-huh.
The next message that goes through is blanking piece of blank.
Oh, no. So the two messages that went through to his mom were I'm coming ho and blanking piece of blank. Wow. Okay. Do you have a couple more of these?
I do.
All right.
I do.
Well, here.
I got a couple more.
All right. Save them. We'll get to a few more of these life fails.
They're so good.
Coming up here on 99.7 EJX.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right. The trumpets mean it's time for one thing and one thing only, and that's for Kelly and I to sling mediocre jokes back and forth to you until
Amazing
one of us until one
Amazing
of us laughs
jokes.
And that person loses. Okay, so
okay.
Kelly, you right now are on a 2-game winning streak. All right,
look at her; she shines so bright.
Yeah, the overall score is 40-38. I am down 2, so this is a crucial moment for me. So hopefully, I can pull out a W. But we'll have to see. How well everything stacks up.
Do you have any joke minions? I have joke minions.
No, I don't. I don't
really?
Have...
Really?
No, because everybody I feel like always wants me to lose.
I love that. So I'm giving a shout out
okay,
early
thanks.
Here to
Great.
Jacqueline
Great.
And to Nolan and uh-huh. all of you other joke minions that keep sending me to keep them coming. Mama likey.
Okay.
Mama likey.
Great. Great. Okay, so losers go first. Okay, Kelly, are you ready? Are you ready?
Yes.
What do you call a chicken that's afraid of the dark?
What do you call a chicken that's afraid of the dark?
Chicken.
Duly noted. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call people who go to the gym to look at the equipment?
What?
Weight Watchers.
Yes, you do. You know, I just got fired from a job at the keyboard factory.
Oh.
Yeah, they told me I wasn't putting in enough shifts.
Yeah. Good thing you got this as a backup.
Good thing.
Good thing. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
What does a dog and a cell phone have in common?
What?
Caller ID.
Okay. right? Kelly, what do you call a dog that does magic tricks?
Tell me.
A labracadabrador.
That's what it was. That's what it was. Favorite breed.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
What does a house wear?
What?
A dress.
Oh, my.
Address. Address. Get it?
You know, Kelly, the Autopsy Club is tonight at 8, so we better wrap this up. You know, it's open mic night.
Hope he's wearing his best. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
What does garlic do when it gets hot?
What?
It takes all its cloves off.
Sassy garlic there. Kelly, a man rushed into a doctor's surgery shouting, "Help me, please, I'm shrinking!" The doctor calmly said, "Now, settle down a bit. You'll just have to learn to be a little patient."
Literally.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
What does a nosy pepper do?
What?
Gets all up in your business.
Yes. Yes, that nosy pepper does. Kelly, what's the term for when a person dies and comes back as a hillbilly?
Don't know.
Reincarnation!
Cute. I like that. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
Why doesn't Bruce Banner tear his trousers when he becomes the Hulk?
Why?
Because the radiation altered his genes.
Oh, very smart. Kelly, what did the elephant say to the naked man?
What did the elephant say to the naked man?
How do you breathe through that tiny little thing?
It's difficult. It's difficult.
And I said, "Eyes up here, sir."
Eyes up here. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Husband asks his wife, "Hey, honey, am I the only one you've been with?" She says, "Yes." All the others were sevens and eights.
Oh. Oh, my.
Savage.
Tough crowd. Kelly, what's the difference? Between light and hard.
I don't know. What is the difference?
A guy can sleep with a light on.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
This one's from Nolan. "Your mama's so fat. When she fell, I didn't laugh, but the concrete cracked up."
Jeez.
Come on. Props to Nolan for
a yo
that.
Yo mama joke.
He's a kid. I remember. That was awesome.
I remember when he showed it to you in secret and you guys cracked up then, too.
He did. I've been sitting on it for a little bit. It was so good.
That was good.
Nothing like a good yo mama joke, right?
That was valuable. All right. Well, come to me, Trophy. Trophy's mine again.
Yeah, it was worth it.
It was
worth it. For Nolan's yo mama joke.
All right. There you are. You laugh, you lose. Every Friday here on 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. And every hour, we always give you feel-good stories. Help show you that, you know what, there's good happening in the world. Maybe put a smile on your face. Brought to you by Hit Care Heating and Cooling. All right, Kelly Kay, what you got?
Well, this one is kind of an opportunity, so I'm putting it in the feel-good lane.
Oh.
It's an opportunity to go spend the night in a giant potato.
Is it a real one?
It's a potato-shaped hotel.
Okay.
So I guess it's National Potato Month in September. McAllister's Deli wants to celebrate with the Great Spud Getaway. It's a little contest. And, you know, because they got really delicious giant spuds, right? You ever had a McAllister's Spud? They're pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So they're offering you an all-expenses-paid trip, three-night, four-day, for you and a guest, to America's potato capital, Boise, Idaho.
Okay.
While you're there, you can stay in the unique Big Idaho Potato Hotel that literally looks like a giant potato. It looks legit like a big giant potato. And it's really nice inside. Like, the pictures inside, it looks kind of swanky.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, if you ever wanted to go spend the night in a giant potato, here you go. You got to go like October 14th or the 17th. That's when the trip's happening. So we'll tweet it out so that you can, you know, enter and maybe go have a unique experience.
Okay.
Staying in a potato.
All right. There you go. Feel good stories. We do those in quotes sometimes and every single hour throughout the morning. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling on 99.7 DJX.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right. So we got this message from Nick.
Nick said, "I have a dirty little secret that I have to get off my chest."
Oh, I love this already.
which would like that open right there. My mind is spinning.
I love
it
already.
I'm getting a little nervous.
All right.
I got a little pit in the stomach. So he goes, I've been dating this guy for a few months now. Things have been going pretty steady.
Okay.
He's come over several times with the intention of having dinner with me. The only issue is I can't cook at all. Like I burn water, mac and cheese, everything in between.
Wow. Kelly, you're
not sure how you burn water, but
okay,
that's impressive. Our last three meals that we've had together consisted of me scraping restaurant food onto a porcelain plate at home. He hasn't caught on that I can't cook or that it's food from a restaurant. I don't know if I should tell him or not. Technically, I haven't been lying about it because he's never asked if it's been my food. I've simply presented it in a way that he would appreciate.
Okay.
So I definitely need feedback. Not sure what the right thing is to do. I want to keep his attention. My heart's in the right place, but I don't feel like I'm being 100% honest by not sharing that I have kind of a severe lack of cooking skills.
Okay, so Nick, here's the thing. I feel like in every relationship, and Kelly, tell me if I'm wrong here, there needs to be, I'm sorry, maybe it's a better way to say it is you can't have 100% honesty every single time. In a relationship.
Well, there is some mystery, I think, can be good.
So 100% honesty can sometimes be brutal and can sometimes hurt feelings. And so, you know, maybe having that little, maybe 2%, 5% of gray area is good in any relationship. So that being said, I mean, it's going to come out at some point, I feel, if you continue in your relationship, that you're not a very good cook, right?
On a scale of things, this shouldn't be a big deal. I mean, my husband did not marry me for my cooking skills, okay? they're just a step above, I think, what Nick's are. So I feel as though this really shouldn't be, it's not a huge scandalous thing. It's not a big skeleton in the closet, I feel like. I think it's, he's probably going to think it's funny and or maybe he's for creativity. Working around it.
Yeah. And here's the thing. What I feel like what, and by the way, thank you so much for all the text messages, which are all kind of saying the same thing. I think you probably need to nip this in the bud quickly and just use it as a lighthearted moment to have this conversation with your boyfriend and just be like, I've got, and just basically tell him exactly what you told us. I've got a dirty little secret. Start it that way because he's going to think it's something huge.
Right.
And then you say, listen, these haven't been my own creations.
He'll be relieved, I feel like, that it's not something super scandalous or major. Or maybe he just kind of says, hey, you know what? Maybe you could be in charge of dinner this time because I've been working real hard trying to overcompensate from a lack of cooking skills. LOL.
Do this before your boyfriend takes you to one of those restaurants that you got takeout from and you get the exact same dish that
you
served him. And he's like,
there you go.
Ah, this tastes familiar.
Yeah, this is not a deal breaker situation. This is not a major, you know, like scandal ridden thing. It's cooking.
Yeah, it's cooking, and it's a good opportunity to break the ice with this guy and have a lighthearted laugh at it. That's
what
I would say.
And maybe open the door to schedule some cooking classes together.
Oh, look at that, Kelly.
Look at that.
All right, some couples cooking classes. There you are. So group therapy. Nick, tell us how it all goes when you do confront him. Give us an update on that. Group therapy. So sometimes inspiration from the show comes while you're just sitting waiting for your kid to get out of school in carpool. And that's what Kelly, in her latest little discovery on the internet, happened.
I was crying in carpool line the other day because this website compiled a bunch of these like little life fails, little stories that people have tweeted and put on social media and stuff. Here's a couple more for you. So this picture of a guy and look on his face. He's a groom. And what's in the background is what's funny. He says, my wedding venue was double booked at the same place as a furry convention.
Oh my gosh.
It's a bunch of people in animal costumes behind it.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. That is funny.
Okay. That is funny.
Another one. It's when you send your mom flowers for her birthday with a card signed your favorite child, the truth comes out. So here's the text exchange between the siblings.
Did you
get mom flowers? Yes. Why? Did she think it was you? Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And then she sent a screenshot of their conversation. Oh, she got the favorite child wrong.
That's so awful.
That is awkward.
All right. I got three more.
All right.
So I was coaching a basketball camp this week, and I asked a kid what his name was, and he goes, Weed.
Hmm.
And I was like, all right, I guess we're in Austin, so that's not shocking. Anyway, okay. I called this child Weed for 3 days. Turns out he has a speech impediment, and his name is Reed.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, cringe.
Oh, that's awful.
Oh, that is cringe. Okay.
Okay, so this is great. This is great. This is great. This is a text exchange screenshot from a behavioral health education service that's saying, hey, here's your next appointment.
Right.
Justin has an appointment with Dr. Marshall.
Right.
And so Justin replies, pee pee poo poo.
What?
And they said, Justin, this is not an automated message. Should we consider this a confirmation of said time and date?
Oh, no. That is funny. It's not one of those just auto-generated things that,
yep,
that
nope, is... there was an actual person that sent
funny.
That. Funny. Okay, one more. This is so awful because the picture that goes with it is the saddest little picture of a little girl ever on planet Earth. So here's the story.
Okay.
She said, my daughter's name is Elizabeth. We call her Liz, and her nickname is Lizard.
Sure.
I got her a cake at Walmart for her birthday, told the lady to write, happy birthday, Lizard.
Okay.
A few minutes later, she hands me the cake. I, without looking at it, just put it in the cart, go to checkout.
Okay.
I'm unloading the car. When we get home, I look at the cake and notice she put, happy birthday, Loser.
Oh, no.
The picture is her daughter looking at the cake with just the most defeated look on her face.
And her daughter's like 2 years old, maybe? Oh, my.
She's a toddler.
Gosh.
She said that looking at this picture kills me every time. She ended up getting a new cake. I ate every bit of that Loser cake.
Happy birthday, Loser. You know what? Terrible twos starting today.
There you go.
That is great. All right.
I'll share the website so you can read through all of them. There's a ton of them. Definitely going to bring some tears, especially if you need something to look at in the carpool line.
Kelly, if we were to say setting the bar, what would you say this is?
Don't do it.
Okay.
And you're winning at life.
There you go. Sure.
Yeah.
So setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing your girlfriend's ring just to get her an engagement ring, you're doing okay.
Wait a second. Back the truck up. So she had a ring, but it maybe wasn't an engagement ring. Thought, hey, that looks kind of valuable. She won't mind if I just trade up.
So Justin wants to seal the deal with Samantha. It's a love story, right?
Uh-huh.
Couple years ago, this happened, but we're just now talking about it because Justin just got busted. So Justin decided he wanted to get engaged to his girlfriend, Samantha. So what'd he do? Well, he needed some money. So what he did was he stole her ring, pawned it, and then used that money to put a down payment on an engagement ring.
Okay.
Now, you're thinking, okay, well, this happened a couple years ago. I mean, they're married now, obviously. Things are good. Well, sorry, no, not to tell too much here, but they're no longer together.
Oh, that is tragic.
It never worked out. So the ring he got her was about $4,500 ring.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So,
dang, that's a really nice ring.
Yeah. And so it's a weird story of how... Why did it take so long for them to figure it out? And why did it take so long for him to be arrested? And why did they break up and all sorts of stuff? But, you know, the base of the story, the setting the bar story is, look, things cost money. And at the root of it, you got to earn that money in a just way.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times they have financing options available.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want the ring now, but then need more time to pay for it, that's a good path to go down. Did she ever get her original ring back once she figured out what he did?
It had been melted down for scrap.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
So, like I said, there are some pieces to this story that have not been filled in, right?
There are some holes in the story,
yeah,
for sure.
Exactly.
That needs some patching.
But there
I
is,
have questions.
But there's a ring that's now been melted down for scrap.
Oh, that apparently was really valuable.
Yeah.
And if you got her a $4,500 ring.
And the relationship didn't even last 2 years.
Oh. that is tragic as well.
Yeah, so again, setting the bar. You can manage to make it through the day without stealing your girlfriend's ring to pawn it to get the money to buy her an engagement ring. You're doing okay.
We should probably ask her first, like, hey, are you wearing that anymore? Are you going to miss it?
Yeah, mind if I
got an idea.
I got an idea. Yeah, that's right.
Idea. Maybe right. We run that by her first.
Yeah, that's the way to go. Tish sent us a message, said, hey, Ben and Kelly, over the weekend, my family stayed with us and my siblings, my fiance and I always spent our nights around the campfire trying to come up with crazy would you rather questions.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah, we've done this on the show before, but it's been a while. She says, I have a few that we got into long debates over, but this one was my favorite. Okay, you ready, Kelly?
I'm ready.
So, would you rather have nightmares every time you sleep for the rest of your life?
Oh, gosh.
Or live through a horror movie in real life one time per year, except you never know when it will happen. And you only have a 99% chance of surviving, and it could last up to a week. She says, we had so much fun debating this one. Would love to know your thoughts, Tish.
Oh, wow. I think I have to go with the real-life horror movie, because 99% is a pretty good percentage.
That is a good percentage. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, but there's a percentage that's like, okay, you take that option, you could die, but the chances are low.
1% chance you'll die.
The chances are low. Right.
But I think that would be a better option than having nightmares every night for the rest of your life, like never getting good sleep. I need good sleep.
So, yeah, man, nightmares. I mean, because nightmares for me, they change. And so I would imagine that this would be I wonder if it's the same nightmare or just changing nightmares every time you sleep.
Didn't specify.
Right. So I'm assuming since it says, would you rather have nightmares every time you sleep? Sometimes they're changing, because sometimes my nightmares are just like I wake up and I see that the radio station is off the air, but I have no way of actually putting it back on the air. And so I've got that sweat and whatever.
That's
and so,
your definition of a nightmare? Here I'm all thinking like it's the movie Saw or something, like people are getting murdered and it's just like the worst horror movie ever playing out in your brain. Your nightmares are the radio station being off the air?
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I'm like, you know, nightmares could be different for everybody. And so
if that's your level of nightmare, I get why you're going to pick nightmares every day.
I might do the nightmares every time you sleep, but for the rest of your life is a long time.
It is a long time. And listen, I have way more severe nightmares than you do, so that's why I'm not picking that.
Okay, so you would rather live through a horror movie?
Yeah. Okay. It's a good percentage I'll survive it. Okay. It's just maybe up to a week that I have to deal with it.
Oh my God,
out of the entire year.
It's just a week.
So, it's just a week. Possibly. They said didn't guarantee it's going to be a week. They're like, could be up to a week.
I mean, here's the thing, though. You get to December, and we're considering this calendar year, right? So right. You get to December, and it hasn't happened yet, and you're thinking, oh gosh.
Well, then I know. I know to be on guard.
What's going to happen around, you know, the holidays here?
Then I know to be extra aware and careful.
That there could be maybe an evil elf that starts haunting or starts stalking you and your family.
Again, who knows? Because there are many different horror movies out there, different levels of horror movies. So, again, the possibilities are kind of endless. They could be, maybe it's like I'm living out a Chucky doll coming after me or something, like around Christmas time. Maybe it's one of those.
But again,
Pet Cemetery, that's going to be hard to recover from. Kelly, I'll say that.
Again, this is assuming that you have the wherewithal to actually get through the real life horror movie in real life.
This is true. And that I doubt. And just a little.
And I'm looking at you and knowing you for as long as I have. And,
oh, you're doubting? And you're doubting my 99% chance of surviving
I
see doubt in your face right now.
I have doubt in my face, but yeah. All right.
No, I'm taking that, though, because I really, again, I all need some good sleep. And if I'm having nightmares every night for the rest of my life, that's guaranteeing I'm never getting a full night of good sleep.
Yeah.
I can't handle that.
I mean, and so I'm taking liberties with this also, Tish, and just saying I'm having a change up of a nightmare every single time I sleep. And I'm going to assume that my sleeping is once I wake up in a jolt from that nightmare, I go back to sleep and I have a normal night's sleep for the rest of my
sleep. So maybe you could sleep in a little bit, make up for that
right,
while sleep.
Right. That's what I'm taking liberties with this. Would you rather? But Tish, thank you for thinking of us when you debated this with your family. Sassy Matt texts in and says, if it's like The Conjuring, nope, I'm out.
Listen, there are lots of degrees of horror movies. I understand I'm opening myself up to some horrific possibilities.
Okay. Well, good luck and Godspeed, Kelly.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX. Brand new episode. Brand new episode.